Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Okay, so for those watching on the internet,
it's tea time.
We're about to experience a cake tasting, right? So Tim Wildman here with Evan Tagliano. Steve Paisley-Jordahl has come into the studio.
Hello, everybody.
Fred Jackson has remained.
Yes. For the cake tasting.
He's a holdover. So, Steve, set this up for us here.
Well, maybe the week before, we were in studio, and I was telling you about I was mad at my dog, remember? Because the dog had – I'd made a cake, and the dog had gotten up on the counter and gotten to the cake, and I had to throw it away. So I was kind of upset. So
you had to throw away most of it.
Wasn't sure which
you
part.
You ate some of it. That's what we were making fun of.
You guys had never heard of a tres leches cake, and
right.
We're kind of mocking that too.
Remilk.
So Wait, hold on. That was just a blur right there. You guys have never heard of it. What did you say?
Tres leches means three milks in Spanish.
I had not heard of that. No.
It has sweetened condensed milk. It has regular whole milk, and it has evaporated milk. And
the diversity of milk.
That's right. Goat's milk.
And so I thought I'd bring this in here for you to test it.
No, I'm just kidding.
But also, I just found out a little bit ago, Tim, that on Thursday, the Mississippi House passed the H.R. 125, which is the resolution honoring and mourning the loss of life and legacy of Dr. Don Wildman. So we might as well use this as a celebration as well. I think that's a wonderful thing that they did.
Yeah, that was very nice. So the Mississippi State Legislature to honor my dad.
It's about four pages of whereas.
The cake is in celebration.
Yes.
I hadn't read that yet, but I'll read that.
Yeah,
thanks.
We mentioned it.
We were wanting to make that a surprise for Tim, but thank you for ruining the surprise.
You didn't know about it?
On the resolution. Just kidding.
Well, at your leisure, you may taste the cake.
So we're going to do a live. This is like Today Show stuff. Do you realize that, right?
That's exactly what it is. So I asked him, I said, what if we don't like it? And he said, well, that's the risk I'm taking.
I'm taking that risk.
All right, I don't know who's going to be able to talk here, but.
I'll talk while you guys
taste it. Sure does look good. I'll tell you that right now. Huh?
Making a little bit of a mess. Mm. That's very good.
Hey, that is delicious.
What do you think, Fred? Is it past Canadian muster?
I like it. It's very rich. I like the cream on the top.
Yeah.
Well, cream on top is like whipped cream, right?
It's homemade whipped cream, yep.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's very good. Well, I can understand why the dog attacked it.
You know, the devil comes in many forms. And I told Ed during the break, Steve, and I'm not calling you the devil.
I hope not, but okay.
I told Ed, I said, I'm starting today. Okay, I got about a week before family vacation at the beach. And
right.
My family has high expectations of me. They don't want to see a
beach whale.
Pot-bellied pawpaw out there running along the beach. So I'm trying to knock off 6 or 7, you know what I'm saying? So, which would be helpful. And
today was the day.
I was supposed to start, and Steve brings me 400 calories to get it kicked off here. Yep.
And that's when I said, sometimes the devil comes to you dressed in a paisley shirt.
I would never.
That is a good cake.
That is very good.
Where do I get this recipe when I get through my diet?
You could probably look it up online. This particular one is out of the New York Times food.
I don't do anything New York Times.
Well, me either.
Because it's a communist.
It is, but they've got a
communist piece of cake.
They got a great communist food app, recipe app.
Commies aren't all bad.
Right.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say like Southern Living or something like that, something more sane.
Well, let me, as long as we're celebrating, and we are.
Go ahead and read that recipe on the air.
A bunch of whereases, like I say, three pages.
Wait, hold on. We're juxtaposing things here.
Yeah.
You're not about to read a recipe.
No.
This is a serious thing you're talking about.
This is. I'm very proud. I'm very proud to read this.
Yeah. So, of course, my dad, a native Mississippian, and he lived his whole life in the Magnolia State. So the state legislature, as they do with some Mississippians who pass away, they issued a proclamation. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
In honor of my dad. And that's what you're about to read from. Is that right?
I'm going to read that, yes. Like I say, this is the form that they take. They have a bunch of, whereas Reverend Don Wildman was the, you know, fantastic
guy. A lot of whereas.
A lot of whereas.
Yeah, you don't have to read the whole thing.
No.
I think it's four pages?
Four pages of whereas. A lot of whereases. And then it cuts to the last, the chase here. It says, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the State of Mississippi that we do hereby mourn the loss and commemorate the life and legacy of Reverend Don Ellis Wildman, and express sincere and deepest sympathy to his family and friends upon his passing. Be it further resolved that copies of this resolution be furnished to the family of Reverend Don Wildman and to the members of the Capitol Press Corps.
Oh, thank you. Is there any name associated to that? Or
yes.
Okay.
But I, oh, I might have it here.
Okay. Okay.
Because Jameson Taylor was going to add, Bell. Donnie Bell.
Okay. Okay, and it was passed by the legislature,
yes,
at large. Anyway,
yes,
that's quite an honor.
Our family
appreciates that from the state legislature. We appreciate the state legislature of Mississippi doing that,
right,
and honoring my dad. As again, I said, he lived in Mississippi his whole life. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim, Steve, and Ed, what's your first story, Steve?
Well, why don't we go here?
Non-recipe.
Non-recipe story. So a while ago last week, President Biden was out doing what he does, which is walking into gas stations and ice cream shops and talking with people, and he was roundly mocked.
Making up Whoppers.
Yep. He was stopped at a Sheetz, S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Be careful.
Gas station in Pennsylvania. We don't have that particular brand here. But he walked into there, and he had a photo op with the owner, of the manager of that particular one, and everything was hunky-dory. But
and he mentioned that he was raised at a Sheetz gas station.
Gas station, yes.
Yeah.
So. I remember that, yeah. He did. He said, I was raised on Sheetz gas.
Yes.
But less than a week later, the Department of Justice is suing Sheetz gas stations.
Oh, man, that's disappointing.
Do you know why?
No.
That's right.
No, why, Steve?
They're suing it. It operates more than 700 stores in six states, and it discriminates against Black, Native American, and multiracial job seekers by automatically weeding out applicants whom the company deemed to have failed a criminal background check.
Who's going after them? The Department of Justice.
Yeah, the government is suing.
So this is a convenience store chain. Is that what you're saying?
Gas station, yeah. Probably with it does have convenience stores.
And they're in Pennsylvania. Well, where are they?
I don't know where
they're up north. I've seen them before traveling.
Yep. Okay.
S-H-E-E-T-Z
convenience stores or gas stations.
So the Biden administration, after Joe Biden went there
and supported them,
the Justice Department turned around and is suing them for discrimination because they do back. They don't want felon.
They do background checks on their employees, and
they don't want felons working there.
The chain's longstanding hiring practices have a disproportionate impact on minority applicants, and thus run afoul of federal civil rights laws.
Well, I bet you they win their case there because I don't know anything about them. But a company today's world is not going to explicitly deny people job opportunities based on their ethnicity or their religious background or anything like that.
Their criminal background.
Yeah, but that's not discriminatory. Okay. That's your point, and the company will prove that we deny people of all colors.
Right.
If they have a felony in their background, we deny them employment at our company.
Right.
That's all they got to show.
Yeah. So apparently.
But it is election season. The Democrats and Biden, they need something to go out there and say they need to save America from and fill in the blank, and they'll use this as an example.
I also noted that Sheetz gas stations are going to be sued by the Justice Department because they won't hire former cannibals.
Oh, that's right.
This is in honor of Joe Biden's uncle.
Uncle Bosey?
Bozy, who was...
You realize we just ate cake, right?
Yes.
Like 5 minutes ago, and you're bringing up cannibalism.
Well, I'm just saying.
They just don't need that.
I'm just saying, you know, that's discriminatory, right. And they're going to give it...
Well, that was Joe Biden. That was one of his whoppers.
Right. That was last week.
Last week.
So he has said a lot of whoppers, but he's getting a little pushback this weekend for some reason on his Catholic faith. This is really interesting. I've got two clips to play you. The first one is from Cardinal Wilton Gregory. He is the Archbishop of Washington. He's a cardinal. And
Washington, D.C.
He was on one of the networks talking about Joe Biden's Catholic faith. Listen to Cut 10.
I would say that he's very sincere about his faith. But like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts. There is a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
So I
would say there are things, especially in terms of the life issues, there are things that he chooses to ignore, or he uses the current situation as a political pawn.
Yeah. Who is that? That's a cardinal?
That is Cardinal.
That's one of the top leaders in the Catholic Church in the
Wilton
U.S.
Cardinal Gregory, Archdiocese of Washington.
So he said he's a cafeteria Catholic.
That's what he said. But I have Bishop Robert Gross, who wasn't near as polite.
Where is he the bishop of?
Saginaw, Michigan. And right. He was having it looked like it was a luncheon for some of his parishioners. They were sitting at tables, and he was having a talk on forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. And if you walk around unforgiving to people, that it's a burden on you more than it's a burden on the people that you aren't forgiving. And then right. He says, how many of you have thought ill of President Biden lately? And everybody laughed, of course, because they all had. Excuse me. And so he went on to say it's important that you forgive Joe Biden because, well, he knows not what he does. Cut 11.
I don't have any anger toward the president. I feel sorry for him. Right? I'm not angry at him. He's just stupid. I mean, he is. He doesn't. If you think about a Catholic up there, I'm getting on my soapbox here, and he professes what he does, to me, I don't know. That's ignorance. Not in the sense of, it's an ignorance in the sense of not knowing, right? So it's not stupidity in a derogatory way. It's just stupidity in the sense of he doesn't know, and so he does things. He doesn't understand the Catholic faith.
He's stupid, but I don't mean that in a mean way.
In a derogatory way.
I mean the best possible way.
I took that to mean that he's not accusing Joe Biden of being, of having an IQ of...
Right.
40.
That's, right. Okay. That's our job.
Yeah. But what he is saying is, I kind of understood him to say he's willingly ignorant of the faith. Or we might say it in the evangelical community, Joe Biden has not been convicted by the Holy Spirit about what he's doing. He's outwardly religious,
yeah,
but always learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, as the Bible.
One of my really good friends is Catholic, and he goes further than those two guys.
Yeah.
But he's not a bishop or anything, but he says Biden is a fake Catholic. F-A-K-E, fake Catholic. Because, And you know what Biden, they're already showing him going to Mass, right? But there's a couple things there. Number one, his position on abortion is excommunicable. Is that the right way to put it? I mean, he's been threatened to be kicked out of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, to their credit, teaches what the Bible does on humanity. And the fact that the human being with a soul begins at conception between the man and the woman, the sperm and the egg, and thus begins biological life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Human life. That's when the church teaches it needs to be protected from that point forward. And abortion is a mortal sin. Correct me if I'm wrong here, says the three Protestant boys.
Well, and mortal sin is a, in the Catholic faith, is a sin that can send your soul to hell.
Right. So you here you have a man who claims to be a faithful Catholic, Joe Biden, who promotes a mortal sin to the public. And he's proud of it. He's proud of it.
Yeah.
He do you ever hear him say anything negative about abortion? You ever hear him say this is anything where he would be reflective of it being an immoral action?
No.
No, he's always just proud of abortion and his stand to promote abortion. So that alone is completely inconsistent.
Well, and he's trying to leverage his thoughts on abortion as well. The Democrat, Joe Biden in the campaign, because they put out a commercial. I want you to hear this. They put out a commercial. It's a group that works with the Democrats. They list themselves at the end here of this ad. But they're talking about in Alabama, they don't want women in Alabama going over to Georgia or other states that allow abortion. Because Alabama,
what now?
Alabama, according to the Democrats, it wants to criminalize women who cross state lines to get an abortion because abortion is harder to get in Alabama, if at all. So they put out this commercial. Listen to cut 12.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Wow.
Listen, if you're going to have an ad with a Southerner, at least get a Southerner to do it.
Right.
Huh? Or was that a Southerner accentuating a fake Southern accent? I don't know. That was.
It didn't sound natural, didn't it? This is a Yankee.
I am.
I'm a Yankee.
Right.
But I've been married to a Mississippi woman since 1981 and been living in Mississippi since 1985. And I can spot a fake accent as well as anybody.
No, he said, Miss, I might have to ask you to step by the car. Yeah. I mean, who talks like that? Huh?
Well, he actually might have an employee or two here. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe 3% of people talk like that. Anyway, the more serious point is here: the Democrats are trying to scare the people of Alabama with this ad to say that the cops are going to give them a pregnancy test. You know, which is just completely bizarre and not true. But let me tell you this, you know, there are many states now, especially in what's called the Bible Belt or the Heartland, that have very pro-life laws now.
Right.
You say go to Georgia. Well, Georgia has a heartbeat bill that they passed that's law. So beyond 6 weeks, you can't get an abortion in Georgia.
By the way,
Alabama, Mississippi, same way.
Right.
Go ahead.
The group that does this is Campaign for Democracy. They're the ones that are behind the
ad. Yeah. The Democrats are wanting to, they want to milk the Dobbs decision as long as they can to try to generate votes by scaring people. And you want to scare young women, I guess women voters, to saying that if, quote, MAGA Republicans or Republicans have their way.
Right.
You know,
you'll be pulled over.
You're going to be pulled over and put in jail,
given a pregnancy test.
Yeah. So it's
the absurdity is just mind-boggling. But that's where we're at.
The group behind this is Gavin Newsom's group, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know how long they'll be able to. I agree. I think that this did work. This scare tactic did work in the 2022 election.
The abortion issue.
The abortion issue. The midterms. I just think the further we get away from Dobbs decision, the less impact that's going to have. The Democrats are just trying to stoke it. They're trying to, scare people still with this, with these kinds of ad campaigns. Miss. Mia, someone will have to ask you to get out of the car.
And I like the way you said they're trying to milk this,
right,
Tim, after we just had a piece of Tres Leches cake with three milks.
How long are we going to go on with this, Ed?
I don't know. Steve, have you got another story
over there? Another story for us?
I do.
Bring forth it, Steve.
All right. A group of 15 financial officers representing 13 states has issued a warning to Bank of America for politicized debanking of conservatives. They are charging, not legally charging yet, but they are saying that Bank of America will debank, will kick customers out, close accounts, and refuse to do business with customers if they are of certain political bents or conservative bents. And we could do a shortcut here and say that they're probably looking at the Southern Poverty Law's hate map.
Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. That came out of the blue. I'd not heard anything about this. So these are attorney generals of how many states?
13.
That are accusing, what bank is that?
Bank of America.
Bank of America of discriminating in their loan processes against
just their account processes. You have a savings account or checking account or do business.
All right, well, we'll see what the result is of that. You get 13 attorney generals together there. That's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, they could be the Bank of America, they're on the defensive on this. And listen, we have to stop this politicalization of people's views in order to do business in America and do commerce and travel, whatever. These companies, are companies free to do business with whoever they want? They are to an extent, but then they also, companies, if they're going to deal with the public, they can't be discriminating against people based on their religious views or their ethnicity or their gender. There's a lot of reasons why you can't discriminate against people. And what they're saying is that U.S. Bank has been discriminating based on their
religion.
I need to make one clarification. It is not attorneys general. It is financial officers. An auditor in one state auditor is. I mean, these are the type of people that are.
Okay, well, what is the headline? What does the first paragraph say about?
A group of 15 financial officers representing 13 states issued.
Okay, so it may not be attorney generals. It may be state auditors or things of that nature.
Correct.
But state officials.
State officials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Got about a minute left here.
Yeah, did you guys ever wish you could, disappear? A hole would open up and you'd be swallowed by the ground.
When I had an algebra test, I wished I could disappear.
Right? Or you say something you didn't mean or you came out wrong or whatever. Well, now I
have... Happens frequently in my marriage. I'm just kidding,
you might want to take advantage of this. Now, there is a new...
Just joking.
Invisibility cloak. They have actually invented an invisibility shield. It deflects the light. You stand behind it. It's got little lenses in there that deflect the light. You know how, like, you see a planet off far and it's the light is bent around it? Well, this does it very close up, and it'll make you disappear behind this shield.
Can you get it at the Dollar General?
Not yet.
Not yet, Tim. But soon.
You might be able
very soon.
You might be able to get it at the $870 Dollar General.
I think you can get it at Sheetz.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Pick up your Tres Leches cake there.
They have them. They're a Buc-ee's.
All right.
Has their own.
Fellers.
Time
in this here show. This here program is over. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
And you're rocking the Paisley shirt today.
It's a Madagascar shirt. Thank you.
It's a Madagascar. But it's a Madagascar Paisley?
Yeah, there's a little bit of kind of.
It's a hybrid?
Yep.
Thanks to Ed and Fred and Brent Creeley, our producer. I think that's all that was on this show today. Have a great afternoon, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.